Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, have a cigar.
Thanks, but I don't smoke. You got any bourbon? And which one of you is pink? Okay. Day three.
Everything all right?
Everything's good now. Day three, and I have not commented here yet, though. You're sporting a lovely new shirt, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I got a nice new T-shirt for Father's Day. It's really good. Where my daughter is going to play soccer, they gave me a, you know, all dads like to sport a T-shirt from their offspring's college.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and normally they do because they, you know, want to get something out of all that money they're spending, right? But you kind of have a good deal going with this one, right?
Very good deal, yeah. So I can stand next to Greg Wilson. We can compare soccer dad college T-shirts. So
how's Greg doing lately? Have you talked to him?
Doing well. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm pretty sure he's doing great. He's been texting us every night to come over to the Tiki House. So we'll get over there one of these nights soon.
That was so much fun. Okay. Yeah. So you are listening to Rock in the Suburbs. This is a little bit of suburban chat. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have been talking about cover songs. Listeners have been making some of their suggestions.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And one of the great things about this, people get so excited about the cover songs that they call the Suburban Party Line. They don't just, you know, email us or text us or whatever.
No.
They call. And why don't we get to this call here?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is John Off from Bunker Hill again. Again, love your show. Great idea for a covers edition. You had some great covers so far, and I've been listening to some of them. I noticed that you played Baker Street by the Foo Fighters. I have this CD, and it's kind of hard to find, but in 2011, they put out a CD of all covers called Medium Rare. It's got Band on the Run. It's got Joe Walsh cover. It's got Darling Nikki. But the song that I really, really like is a Pink Floyd cover, Have a Cigar. They just did a fantastic job with that. I mean, if you give that a listen, interpretation an entirely different way. But Foo Fighters are one of my favorite bands anyway, and I just don't think they can do much wrong. But this album, Medium Rare, a great one to have. They tackled a little bit of everything, and that's what I think you like in a covers attempt, is that they try all kinds of different stuff. So if you have time, give that a listen, and then maybe your other viewers would like to know about that as well, because it's certainly a great addition to have to your CD collection. So keep up the good work. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Hey, what do you think of that?
Man, that's fantastic. Never heard that before. It's super rocked up. The drummer sounds like Dave Grohl. He's that good. And wow, that's really interesting.
Well, the funny thing there is, so you know this about Pink Floyd, right? Who was the singer who sang on Have a Cigar? Was it different? It was a guest singer, right?
On that song? The track Have a Cigar?
Yes, the original Pink Floyd version.
Yeah, I think there might have been a guest singer. I mean, so we're talking about Have a Cigar, which is a track from Wish You Were Here, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the immediate follow-up to Dark Side of the Moon.
Right.
Right, so 1975, Pink Floyd.
I'm going to get it here in a second. English?
No, it's Roy Harper, right?
Roy Harper.
Yeah, right, who also there's a song, Hats Off to Roy Harper, on Led Zeppelin 4, I believe, right?
Okay.
Or one of those records, or Led Zeppelin 3, yeah. So, yeah, English folk singer, eccentric, right? Yeah, exactly right.
So on this cover version by Foo Fighters, mm-hmm. they have Taylor Hawkins, the drummer, do the lead.
Singing, okay.
So they, again, tried to do a thing where they mix it up, right?
Right. Very clever.
In homage to the original version.
Very
it's
nice.
Not
I didn't know that.
The
That's
normal
great.
Lead singer.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has that kind of, you know, crunchy rock sound, right?
Yeah, really rocked it up. And this is a really interesting song. I think it contains some of Pink Floyd's most cynical, sort of ironic lines, right? You know, this is the song with Which One's Pink? And
right.
We're so excited we can hardly count. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff about labels and money men in the record business. And, yeah, it's a funny cover to do.
Yes.
Yeah, especially from a band, you know, that's embraced mainstream success like the Foo Fighters. So,
that's right.
Yeah, what a great suggestion.
But I think they also, I think Dave Grohl, from his experiences with Nirvana, knew that with the second band, he really needed to take control.
That's
and he
right.
like owns everything.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So in some ways, this may have, you know, speak to some history maybe
yeah.
that he had. I
mm-hmm.
don't know. The other thing too is, as John mentioned in the call, this is on an album called Medium Rare,
mm-hmm.
which is a very limited release. It was released for Record Store Day in 2011.
Wow, nice.
Okay,
uh-huh.
And it's an all covers.
How nice.
Album. You can't find it even on streaming services.
Yeah.
So if you were lucky enough to get one of these, you get 13 cover
That's
songs.
Incredible.
That they did,
How
right?
Cool.
And John mentioned some of the others were like Band on the Run.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is in here? Oh, A Life of Illusion.
Oh,
That's
nice.
A good song.
Yeah.
There's a Thin Lizzy. Bad Reputation.
Oh, fantastic. What a great Thin Lizzy song.
He mentioned the Baker Street,
yeah.
which I think he was referring to our old show. When
Long
we
time
played
ago,
Baker
yeah.
Street, right? All right. Well, you know, one of the things that I know you have said, Patrick, it is your strong belief that any decent band should know how to do cover songs.
That's right.
Right?
You should be able to do a lot of covers. Yeah. And good on them, man. I love that. I want to listen to that whole thing and then listen to the Floyd song as well.
All right. Okay, so now it's break time, and then we have another listener cover song pick.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim.
Yes, I'm right here.
You know what I love is startup mentality.
Okay. Yeah, startups.
I'm a big fan of startup mentality.
Okay.
That's why we started up our own little website.
Yeah, which is funny because I have barely any mentality.
We're trying to get in the top three. You know, we don't have small goals. We don't have medium goals. We have huge goals,
huge.
Jim. It's going to be a top three website in the world.
Top three. Are we going to be like rich like Jeff Bezos?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be buying Whole Foods before you know it, Jim. Just relax. Everything in that store will be free. It'll be great. Every day it'll be a shopping spree. Just walk in there, fill your cart up, and walk right out the door.
Now, how is this going to happen?
Just because of the website we made, suburbspod.com.
Oh, yeah. It's already taken off, right?
Mm-hmm. I started in my dorm room a few years ago, me and some buddies, a couple of programmers. And now we've just got a lot of content on there. We've got episode pages. We've got everything you need.
Did you guys have like coding parties?
Yeah,
stuff
it was
like
great.
That?
Well, we started. It was called Suburbs Mash. And we put a bunch of different suburbs together to see which one was hotter. And then we went from there. But now it's boiled down to a hardcore music fans website where you can get show notes on our episodes.
Right.
Different content, some reviews, and you can even get Rickrolled. It's really, you know, like the King's Dominion of websites.
I love it too. And we have like other contributors other than just ourselves who are writing really cool things, things really that good. I probably wouldn't think of. So, and that's not necessarily hard, but it's great to that we can capture that, put that out there for people.
Absolutely. We got some good stuff coming up.
Right. So everyone should go on to their internet and type in suburbspod.com. Right?
Yep.
Okay, we're back in the basement and I am empty.
Oh, we'll fix that up.
Can you fix that while I read?
Yep.
All right. So where were we here? We have a Facebook comment from Tom Ellett. Thank you, Patrick. Tom says, in reference to our earlier cover song picks, while that Charles Bradley cover of Changes was pretty great, it was not much of a departure from the original. It would have been more interesting if his was the original version and Sabbath's was the cover. Because it is, you know, it's a very soulful song,
it really
right?
is. For Black Sabbath. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Then he says, I don't know if this was on that Mojo CD, but a really inventive Sabbath cover was a twee version of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath by the Cardigans. The whole thing is really great without a trace of irony.
Yeah.
And when it goes into the disco breakdown at the end, it just takes it to another level. They jumped the shark, however, on their next album with a take on Iron Man that was just a little too ironic. Okay, what do we know about the Cardigans?
I know they're Swedish, and then I have a couple of their CDs.
Yeah, you just handed me this CD that has this cover.
I knew once I heard this cover, I was like, I have this record. And I went into my little CD vault back there and found it.
I can't read. You know, this is a sad thing. I can't read what year that is because the type is too small on the CD.
This came out in 1994. Yeah, that's right, 1994. It's got some really good songs on it too, Jim. Some kind of songs that have an interesting mix I want to say the singer's name is like Nina Pearson or something like that, and she has a very, very attractive sort of sparkly kind of a voice. And then there were some really interesting, kind of pop rock, but with some really interesting influences behind the Cardigans, man. They were kind of disposable. They're kind of sugary, but man, this is a really good cover. Like the last band you would expect to cover Sabbath, like doing Sabbath and making it work really, really well.
But isn't that sort of always a sort of tried and true cover trick?
Yeah.
Like, do something that's like the opposite
of
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do it really well. But this is a record called Life from 1994 that's really worth listening to. It's on the Minty Fresh label, I believe.
And what was their big hit song, The Cardigans?
I think it might have been on their next record. I don't know. Love Fool, I think, was
is that
a
what
really
it was?
Popular song for them.
The
yeah.
One that's love me, love
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like in a movie or something, I think.
Yeah. A little Sade influence in the band, too. You know, it was kind of an interesting group.
Hmm.
I like them.
They're sort of... Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of like bubblegum pop, maybe.
A little bit.
Not exactly.
I think there's some of that in there. You know, there's a bunch of different influences, right?
Here we go. Love Fool. That was Oh, is it in? It was on the soundtrack to the 1996 film Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, so there
is
you
that
go.
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, had a little Leo in there. Yeah,
Claire Danes.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about this?
I would hope
yes.
so.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've exhausted all the cover songs that are out there. So
no.
people can still make suggestions, right?
No. Yes. Yes, they can. They totally can.
And they should do that. And one of the ways they can do that, the preferred method, is to pick up the phone. Give us a call.
Yes.
It's the Suburban Party Line. It is
612-440-1984.
Yes.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
You may even get that little message stuck in your head
yeah.
at some point. Also, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on social media where you can interact with us there. That would be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at @suburbspod. Also, I think we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but you can visit our website.
Yes, you can. Suburbspod.com.
I think you can even leave comments there, too.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think anybody really does because there's all these other options, but you can.
Occasionally you,
can go there.
You do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. leave a message.
Yeah.
Leave a comment there. You moderate all those
I do.
Comments, right?
Yeah, so that's why none show up. They're all heavily moderated.
All right.
It's a heavy censorship program over there at Suburbspod.com.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just kidding, but... All right.
And then also, you know, continue to listen to the show. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. You can also hear us up there or at Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back later
mm-hmm.
with some more musical commentary, right? Do I have that right?
That's a pretty safe way to put it. Yeah,
I better finish this beer now. Okay, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you later.
You know, I always love it when somebody uses the phrase jump the shark, because I know what that means, and that's
yes.
important.
Not in reference to this podcast, apparently, no. hopefully.
Not yet.
I hope not.
Yeah. When we start broadcasting from Whole Foods, because we own Whole Foods, then yeah. you'll know we've jumped the shark.
There you go. All right. Or when we maybe start to commission jingles for,
that's right.
for our various little features.